we're looking towards 2010 to really be the year where we go to work full time. So throughout the next couple of months, as I build up the capabilities of this facility, the NOAA ship Okeanos Explorer is going through the same exercise of building up its capabilities. And then there's another ship called the Nautilus, which is managed by the Ocean Exploration Trust, and they'll be based over in the Mediterranean and Black Sea, and also potentially doing work in the Red Sea and Indian Ocean. And so we have two ships of exploration that are out there. They're both going through their sort of field trials now, where they're figuring out their capabilities and solving all the technical problems that may crop up over the coming months. Once we get things ironed out, we're looking towards really the late winter, early spring of 2010 to really get underway. We haven't pinned down exactly where we're going and exactly what we're doing yet. Right now we're still in the phase of solving all the technical problems, but also building the partnerships and building the teams of experts. Once we've established these teams, we'll have a series of workshops where we decide where the most important sites are to go. It'll depend a lot on who the scientists are, what their interests are, and really through these workshops, what the big questions in ocean exploration really are and where the big discovery potentials are.